fulfilled. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Now, prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour. That's what we're all about, and prepare the way. That's what the prophet said, and Yeshua is in accord. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, right now we're hoping we're going to have certainly one of my favorite guests on. A man named John Stormer. And let me take you back in time. Many of you may not even remember who John Stormer was, but back in 1964, and what's that? 46, 47 years ago, while we were having an election, that was, of course, the Barry Goldwater election, and there was a lot of question whether we'd be able to get somebody who really represented American values onto the ballot. And certainly a book came out at that time. It was called None Dare Call It Treason. And that book had, I don't know, I think 5 or 7 million copies were distributed in paperback form. And that book, along with a book written by Felix Slapley, reached the very heart of the American people, and as a result, why Barry Goldwater won the Republican nomination. But at those days, we didn't have any internet. Certainly, the media was tightly controlled, just as tightly controlled as it is today. But now we have alternative radio, and we have an opportunity to let people understand what's really going on. But we didn't have it in 1964, but that book, written by John Stormer, had a phenomenal impact on the world. Well, John wasn't a Christian at that time, but eventually he began to realize and recognize the spiritual aspect of what was going on, and he became a minister, and he was a minister, I guess, for 40 years, and pretty close to that, and now he's retired, but still working, trying to educate people about America and what's going on. John Stormer, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
It's a real privilege, Dr. Spann. It's something I always look forward to.
Well, let's get your opinion on what's going on and what would you like to talk about.
Well, of course, there's all sorts of headlines today that maybe most of our listeners already heard. The young lady over in Italy has been set free, and this fellow Christie has decided for the 14th time not to run for president this year. And there's all sorts of interest in Herman Cain and who's going to do what. And we're more than a year away from an election, and all sorts of things are going to happen between now and then. So I don't get too stirred up, and we'll see ups and downs. But the thing that I am really concerned about that no one is talking about today is the fact that really we're being invaded. We've been invaded over a period of years as Muslims are moving into America on a definite plan that we can talk about in a minute, the plan that they spelled out over 20 years ago.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Well, John, you go right ahead. You were just saying that, of course, we're being invaded by Muslims, and we are, but, of course, we are allowing them to come in. In fact, we're encouraging them to come in. In fact, why would any country, Sydney,
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
For a country, they call it settlement, but basically, of course, they are the Muslim Brotherhood is a radical Islamic group, and they are moving into our country. Of course, they are intentionally coming in, not with the idea of having people come to America to be free. They want to, of course, move people into this country Muslims from Muslim countries, because they want to be able to take over this country simply a little at a time, and then appear to be very docile. But when the time it comes, when they're in a majority or in a position of power, then, of course, they will destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, because these people, well, John, you pick up the story.
Well, this memorandum that we mentioned spells out what the Muslims call the process of settlement. Now, it's what they've already followed in much of Western Europe, where today they're isolated places set apart in France, in Italy, in the Netherlands, in Belgium, and in England, where they have taken over sections of a country. And once they get strong enough, then they demand, and it's been bowed down in Western Europe, and it's coming to be bowed down in the United States, that they start out with all disputes between Muslims. For example, they will use Sharia law, Muslim law, as the basis for the courts following the settling the disputes and so forth. And this 20-year-old document, the process of settlement, spells out a goal of using immigration supported by schools, and that's done in America. There are Muslim charter schools being formed all over America, hundreds of them, where they bring their teachers in and indoctrinate kids and so forth. They have a plan for moving into the media and the television, and most people aren't aware, but an Arab has bought about a 15% interest in the group that owns Fox News, and that'll shade over a period of time the news we get. They spell out a whole assortment of allied organizations in what the Muslim Brotherhood calls a, quote, grand jihad to eliminate and destroy Western civilization from within, and sabotaging its miserable house so that it is eliminated and God's religion, they mean Muslim religion, is made victorious over all other religions. And this thing is being implemented. We've come to the place, for example, I have the materials used up in Michigan, for example, where in Dearborn and some other places, there's such a strong contingent of Muslims that, for example, if you want welfare, you call the welfare organization, and the phone is answered. They say, press 1 for English, press 2 for Hispanics, and press 3 for Arabic. And they have heading certain sections of the Arab people, Muslim people, heading certain segments of the welfare proposals. And it's further along, of course, in Western Europe, but it's going to be accomplished in the United States by immigration. And the thing that Western Europe faces and the United States faces is that in Western Europe and the United States, we have dropped below the birth rate necessary to maintain our population. And Islamic families and people of color outproduce white families by almost 3-1, while birth control pills and abortion prevent the white population from maintaining itself in Western Europe and eventually the United States.
Yes, my understanding is that the white population in the United States has about 1.662 children per family, and of course it takes 2.1 children per family to reproduce, and so it is the dramatic increase in the Muslims and in the and the blacks and in the Hispanics as well that are maintaining our population at 2.1. But you're absolutely right. The white population is not certainly reproducing itself, but nobody talks about that. I mean, it's the most amazing thing. Everybody talks about, oh, yeah, well, our reproduction, our fertility rate is 2.1 children per family here, but nobody ever talks about the fact that very few of them are white or relatively few of them. Go ahead.
This is true all over the country. I think California is facing the possibility that, I think the last figures I saw were that by 2040 or something like that, white people in California will be in a minority. Really, it's people that speak English will be in a minority. And we have a hard time maintaining our culture, our background, our understanding of our Constitution, our whole legal system, unless we have families and unless our schools are teaching our young people the basis of our freedom and the basis of our success. And our schools are being transformed, and all in the basis and for the purpose of accommodating people.
But this is being done, I firmly believe, intentionally. I believe the Great Tax Exam Foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie and Ford, just as they financed communism, you know, and socialism for so many years, they're certainly involved in this effort to create this multicultural, multilingual society to destroy the infrastructure of our society. I think they know exactly what they're doing. These people are not stupid. They really want to undermine the very foundation of this once great Christian nation. And certainly, basically, of course, you cannot pray in our schools in the name of Jesus Christ or in the military, but it's all right to have Muslim prayers. That's perfectly all right. They're encouraged sometimes in schools if they're talking about the Muslim faith. They have the kids come up dressed as Muslims. And a lot of these charter schools are actually being funded by a man named Gulen, G-U-L-L-E-N.
Exactly.
A multi-billionaire who, of course, was brought into this country over the objection of even our liberal State Department at the insistence of our Central Intelligence Agency. But go right ahead.
You spelled it out.
Okay. Well, then you're right on. Of course, I should have known you'd be right on top of this. I'm always about two steps behind you. Go ahead, John.
No, but in other words, there's a definite plan here. And they spelled out their plan back 20 years ago in something called the process of settlement. And it's being worked. And as you said, yeah, all these liberal organizations and these foundations. Now, there are people in those that know what they're doing, but there's also some fuzzy-headed liberals that think, oh, if we can just bring everybody together, it'll eliminate all of our problems. It'll eliminate all of us, ultimately, and our foundational documents. And we've come to the place where, for example, the Declaration of Independence was our founding document. The Declaration of Independence really can't be taught in any school in America today because it talks about the Creator. And you can't talk about him in history class when down the hall in science class, the Creator has been replaced by evolution. And the whole basis for our culture has been transformed. In fact, we have gone so far that I think it'd be rather difficult to, well, if you try to bring it back, the ACLU and the rest would step in and say, no, we can't talk about the Christian foundation of America. There are a few people out there trying. I get out, try to talk about it. There's some things happening, but they get handfuls of people out. They kind of wring their hands and say, what in the world are we going to do?
Well, what basically we have to, of course, get people to understand that we are in real danger. We've been invaded. There is a subversive element in this country, and of course it works through our great tax exempt foundations. B'nai B'rith, everybody says, oh, that's a Jewish organization. No, it's part of the establishment. The ACLU, it's part of the establishment. These things, you go back to the Reese Committee report that came out in 1953 and 1954. Those organizations were, at that time, part of this whole foundation complex. Groups being used, and they have them on the right and the left. They have the Catholic Church, the Christian Church, the Jewish religion, all aimed, subversive organizations aimed at destroying the very fabric of this nation. The average individual doesn't understand the enemy is not in Moscow. The enemy is not in Beijing. The enemy is not living in a cave somewhere in Pakistan or certainly in Iraq. The enemy is in New York City and the great tax-exempt foundations and the Council on Foreign Relations. And these elitists who really want to transform not only America, but the world, because their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. Go right ahead, John.
And they have transformed, transformed our colleges and our universities. It started out at Harvard, a few of those places, but as they became prestigious organizations, professors trained there went out and...
Hold that thought, John. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. John, you go right ahead. And where can people get this document you were talking about? It sounds like something fascinating that I should be studying. Where is this document, this Muslim Brotherhood document?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
Thank you. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
We've kept in print for some 20 years called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, going back. And of course, the book was written in 1958, but it talked about what had gone on after following the Second World War, when America turned to Europe and suddenly China over to the communists. And why did they do that? Because the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, were intent upon destroying the fabric of our society. And, of course, the same groups are still working today, financing subversive groups in America. And there's not one American probably in 50 who has any idea what's really going on. John, you go right ahead.
Now, the goal of these Muslim organizations, I had a friend that up in Chicago, a pastor, a few years ago, a Muslim group came down from Chicago into one of the suburbs and went to the city council and got them to set aside a little part of the city and make it a part of the city and zone it so they could build a mosque. And my pastor friend, he went to the city council and objected, and they said, well, we're the moderate type of Muslims. We aren't the ones that cut the heads off of and detailed some of those. And my friend got himself in real trouble. He said, now, I want the city council to understand that, yes, there are hate-driven, murdering Muslims, and there are moderate Muslims, but they supply all the money for all the hate-driven people. And a great part of the support, I just read that something like over 70% of all the Muslims is determined are supporting Obama, for example, who they look upon as one of their own. But
if anybody hasn't seen that interview during the presidential campaign where Obama is being interviewed, and he comments, of course, to the man who's interviewing him, well, I think it's really very nice that John McCain hasn't brought up my Muslim faith.
Right.
And the interviewer says, oh, you mean your Christian faith? And he sort of corrects himself, my Christian faith, you know. Well, why would certainly John McCain bring up his Christian faith? Oh, because he's not a Christian. And, of course, basically when President Obama went over to visit the king of Saudi Arabia, he literally bent down 90 degrees, you know.
That's right.
A total sign of total submission. When this was brought out, of course, all the people at the White House said, no, it didn't happen. Oh, he nodded his head in acknowledgement. He did not bow over. If we go to my website, radioliberty.com, you can see the interview where the President of the United States talks about his Muslim faith, and also the DVD where he bows down to the King of Saudi Arabia, bowing down 90 degrees,
That's total
submission. And but this is never shown or talked about on the regular media. It's available on YouTube. It's available at radioliberty.com under the section Other Videos on the Web. Go right ahead, John.
All of this material has been documented. It's been on the internet. I get sent stuff all the time. And it shows clearly that our leaders in Washington, I'm afraid, the key people in the White House, are not really on our side. when President Obama made his speech in Cairo, he there and a couple of other places went on to talk about all of the great contributions that the Muslims have made to algebra and this area and that area and some other area. And then he apologizes for the things that America does. And we have more than a economic difference. We have a difference over where are we going to go as a nation? What would be the strength of this nation? And we got to get back to the fact that basically we were founded as a Christian nation.
And nobody ever wants to talk about that today in Sydney, and nobody ever talks about the church, case of the Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States. Nobody ever mentions that the Congress opens every day with Christian prayer. Nobody ever mentions the fact that the Supreme Court opens every day with prayer. There's a replica of the Ten Commandments above where the justices sit. They're reproduced on the door of the Supreme Court building. I wonder why we never mention that. But don't you dare mention Jesus Christ or even God in our schools. We'll be right back.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Within the next 600 or 700 years, why the Muslims really controlled all of North Africa and the Near East, and they controlled a good deal of Spain and France and the southern part of Europe, and then of course, Sicily in 1492, why they were expelled from France and from Spain. And 1492, the year that Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and then 1683, I think it was the Battle of Vienna. And so basically we then had a Europe which was founded on Christianity. Chris, one of the important things at that time was the fact that the Gutenberg had invented the Bible, and people could read God's word, and this was the foundation of the Christian Europe that existed. It really was so prosperous and was such a great source of stability in the world. But then that has begun to change as there's been an organized effort to destroy Christianity, beginning right here in the United States with the United States Supreme Court, which took God out of our certainly in prayer out of our schools back in 1962 and 1963. And they did that intentionally because they wanted to destroy the Christian Foundation of America. Had nothing to do with the Constitution. There was a small group of men took over our Supreme Court, and their representatives are still, some of them are still there. And of course they wanted to destroy Christianity because they wanted to destroy the very foundation that made us free. But go right ahead, John.
That's right. You've summed it up well. And what has happened then over the years, and these things did not happen overnight. My book, Betrayed by the Bench, for example, details what happened at Harvard, the Harvard Law School, over a period of about 40 years. They moved away from the Declaration of Independence being our foundational document on which the Constitution was written, and they gradually changed the legal system until 1924. The head of the Harvard Law School, I just lost his name for the moment, but he wrote a book in which he spelled out, and on page 13 of that book, he said, we have to come to realize that the rule of law has replaced Moses as the basis for our legal system. And it was spelled out, the books were out there, but, you know, Christians weren't reading. Pastors, I'm afraid, weren't reading. If in that day, in 1924, people had been informed that the head of Harvard Law School, training the future Supreme Court justices and so forth, said Americans need to wake up and realize that the rule of law and the consensus of law has replaced Moses as the basis for our law. Even in 1924, I think there were a lot of Americans who would have stood up and said, wait a minute, that's not right. But these things are done, and they spell out their goals, but we get so involved in maybe arguing about little details in the scriptures, some of those arguments are important, that we have lost sense of keeping, of our churches keeping an eye on what's happening in the world. And as a result, we've lost our Christian heritage. And we're in bad trouble as a result of it.
Well, I hate to appear to be a little paranoid, but I think intentionally they get us off onto all sorts of sidetracks to distract us from seeing what is really important. We see this almost every day in the news, for instance. What are the really important things happening? Why the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor? I mean, we hear this day after day after day, what's going on. Why is that so important? And, of course, Amanda Knox is coming home from Italy. Whereas we're still fighting a war over in Afghanistan. And, certainly Americans are being suddenly killed over there in Iraq by roadside bombs, and you know, large numbers of people, 60 or 80 people killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq. But my goodness, the really important thing is what's going to happen to that poor doctor who's getting tried for giving excessive medication to Michael Jackson, and they focus our attention on all the wrong things. I think they do that in the churches. I think they do that with the general news. And, of course, they do this in so many ways because the last thing they want is for the American people to understand what is really taking place and that the very future of this nation, the very future of freedom throughout the world, certainly the very structure of the Christian church is being eroded and intentionally destroyed many times by people planted within it. But you go right ahead.
Exactly. And there is, you mentioned Michael Jackson and his doctor and some of those things. And, oh, there's all sorts of discussion about what kind of drug was used and all the rest. Something that I haven't heard any place else. When after 9/11, when Osama bin Laden went up into the mountains of Afghanistan, and we'd see pictures of him with the cave and some of the other things, and we were also told at that time, again and again and again, that he had real kidney problems and that they had arranged that he was getting dialysis up there in the mountains. Remember that?
Oh, I do very well, and of course you do not get dialysis in a cave in Pakistan or even in a cave in Iraq. I mean, it has to be done in a very sophisticated setting in a hospital. In fact, we know just a couple of months before the 9/11 attack, he was in the American hospital in Dubai meeting with one of the chief CIA representatives there. I think this was in July of 2001. What was this man doing in the hospital meeting with somebody from the CIA? Well, of course, he was there getting dialysis, but why was he talking to people from the CIA when supposedly at that time he was putting out all of these fatwas that they're going to destroy America? Why would our CIA be, approaching and talking to a man who said he was going to destroy America unless this was all simply political theater?
And he was undergoing dialysis right. in those days.
Right.
Now, the interesting thing is, when that SEAL group went into Pakistan, and they had details about the porn movies he had and all the other details of the things that were found, there was no mention of dialysis.
Right.
Now, I think personally he probably was dead, long dead by then. But today, Obama is being at least praised because he downed Osama bin Laden. And people get more involved in thinking about things like that than raising questions about some of the details that might make you think, hey, what's really going on?
Well, I think the attack on the Osama bin Laden enclave was really the most beautiful example of distraction. Basically, people have forgotten what had happened. And certainly, Dr. Jerome Corsi, a good friend, had written a book of Where's the Birth Certificate, pointing out that it was very obvious that Obama was not an American citizen. He refused to show the long-term birth certificate. And so the short-term birth certificate had no significance at all. So Obama, under pressure, released his long-term birth certificate. Now, how they could have possibly do that, it was so obviously a fraud, and all sorts of people had examined the long-term birth certificate and pointed out why it was an obvious fraud. And this,
exactly.
Of course, this was the major thing that was being talked about in the week before we suddenly discovered Osama bin Laden over there in an enclave there, and they sent in this team to get him, and then, of course, they knew they got bin Laden because they did a DNA test on him in the helicopter.
Yes.
And, if you believe that they can do a DNA test in just a few minutes in a helicopter, why, of course, I've got a submarine I'd love to get you to invest in. And then, of course, because they took him out and dumped him to the Indian Ocean. And we have pictures, but we can't release them because it's a matter of national security.
Yes.
Go right ahead, John. The story gets weirder and weirder.
Well,
the trouble is a lot of Americans believe it. They cannot believe that the media is intentionally coordinating with the Obama administration and lying. But go ahead.
you mentioned the birth certificate matter, and I've seen this before, but Obama's Social Security number carries a prefix that would indicate that it was issued in Connecticut, but he'd never lived there. And this has been raised up, and the question has been raised a few times. But today, I got some information that I thought was very interesting. Obama's grandmother worked in a hospital in Hawaii at one point. And the man whose birth certificate was actually issued, that Obama now uses, he died in that hospital over there. And he had never claimed, he had never actually claimed any benefits under Social Security and so forth. So that birth certificate was never canceled out. But there's good indication, at least there needs to be a question raised, how could President Obama have a birth certificate with the first three numbers indicating that he was a resident of Connecticut? When there's no
record. Is the birth certificate or is that the Social Security number?
The Social Security number.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, the Social Security number. And there are so many factors there that and people say, oh, you're raising a lot of details. That's ridiculous. But there's very real question as to whether or not the feeling was that his grandmother, when he returned from Indonesia at age, 10 maybe, and he apparently became an Indonesian citizen over there, that maybe his grandmother knew that he was going to need a U.S. Social Security number, and she picked up out of the records the Social Security number of this man who had grown up and lived in Connecticut and then moved out to Hawaii, and when he died, his Social Security number got applied to President Obama.
Well, I would think that somebody could have just checked the Social Security number and see when, who was issued to and when he died, when he was born, and they would have that record someplace in the government records, but I suspect maybe they've certainly disappeared.
Well, that's right, and there's that fellow that's been raising questions and filing lawsuits and so forth, and they're all just brushed aside. And too many people say, well, this is some of those strange conspiracy people that are raising up these questions. And I think there's so much involved here, Dr. Stan, that maybe even if people suspect there's something wrong, they say, I'm maybe afraid to even face it.
Oh, I think this is a large part of what's going on today. You know, a lot of people don't want anything to get them out of their comfort zone. I mean, we live in a wonderful utopian society. Yes, we're having some economic problems, but we have relatively more freedom than most people in the world. Most people don't understand that we have more people per capita in prison than any other nation. That one in every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. But if you're not in prison, probation, or parole, and the government isn't coming after you for anything at the present time, you probably believe the propaganda that we are free, but certainly everything now is in place. Everybody has a number. They have their cameras every place to monitor people. Most people have a card to buy, a credit card or a grocery card or some other sort of card. They have records of everything we buy. Certainly they have
dossiers
on people. Go ahead.
I had this brought home the other day. My wife has four great-grandchildren. Now, they say I have something to do with it, but I'm too young for that. But we were out visiting my granddaughter, and she has a couple of children, and a bunch of pictures were taken, and we brought some of it. We brought a disc home with that, and my wife wanted me to get down to Walgreens and have some of these pictures duplicated so she can send them out to her brother and my sister and all the rest. You know how families do. And I went into Walgreens. Now, I had never bought anything there before, never used any of their films or whatever. And they said, what's your phone number? And I said, 314-409-4080. And the guy typed it in. He said, oh, you're John Stormer.
Isn't that amazing?
How do they know that? Well, I mean, I have it's a cell phone number. There's no directories.
They have records on this. In fact, they have your picture. Basically, they went around every state. They got the pictures off the driver's license. They got the thumbprints off the driver's license. They've set up dossiers. The CIA has set them up. The FBI has set them up. Certainly, the DARPA, which is the Defense Intelligence Agency, has dossiers on everybody. They're all coordinated, what they call fusion centers, F-U-S-I-O-N centers. Look up on the internet, you'll find that there. They listen to all of our telephone conversations. They read every email. They read every fax. That's through Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. E-C-H-E-L-O-N. They violate the law routinely, but who is to hold them in place? We think we're free, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they track where we go with GPS satellites. They can listen to our conversations on our cell phones. So even when the cell phone is turned off, they have everything in place for a dictatorship. And they certainly have recruited something called InfraGuard. There are about 40 to 50,000 Americans who are informants, and then they have another 15,000 people who are out there trying to get foolish Muslims to agree to commit crimes. They even give them money, and then, of course, when they get them recorded, then they arrest them and put them in jail and said, see, look at all the danger. They were here from the government. We're here to protect you from these radical Muslims.
And John, I bring these things up to people, and they say, well, I never say anything on the phone that's wrong, and I don't have any of those things to worry about, but how much control is exerted?
And, of course, why would they want this unless they were planning on a dictatorship in America? What people don't understand is there really are people who want a dictatorship in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, John, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, we look at all these things and all the things we've talked about, and we can say yes.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends, use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Nandare Colored Trees and 25 Years Later, Betrayed by the Bench. And we have several of the books he's written. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we want to remind you that we're having an all-day seminar here on the 23rd of October. That's just a little less than 3 weeks from now, and we hope you're going to be able to come. It's going to be the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's doors open at 7:30. Program starts at 8:30. We'll go through until 5:30 or 6. We'll be having serving lunch. So you're going to have a reservation, and hope you can make it. But you're going to have to call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It will give you the background behind what's really going on today. Go to my website, radioliberty.com, and go to the section on other videos on the web, and go down and see the one that talks about Obama and his Muslim faith. And go down and see Obama bowing before the king, in other words, representing America in total submission to the leader of the Muslim world, of course, is the king of Saudi Arabia. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there are people who want to destroy America. If you've never read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, we have it. We also have copies of Dr. Dennis Kelly's excellent book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. If you want to know how we financed the communists and the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, you need to get the DVD we have. It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And to notice that Alex Jones had posted my DVD on his website, and that's fine. That's the greatest form of flattery we could have. And so, but you can get the DVD from us if you'd like. It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And ladies and gentlemen, the American capitalists financed the communists starting in 1918. We financed the Nazis, and American corporations built the weapons for Adolf Hitler's military so we could have a war. And then, of course, we had to finance the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. How else could a small nation the size of the state of Mississippi maintain a war against the mightiest nation in the world? Well, very simply, we didn't try to win, and we financed the North Vietnamese. Our boys were blocked at every turn, and we actually have the rules of engagement. Barry Goldwater's got them, and they just weren't allowed to win. We have an interview with a four-star Marine General Lewis Walt. General Walt speaks. That's General Lewis Walt. Where he fought in Vietnam, he will tell you we were not allowed to win. You need to get our four tape set on the men we left behind. It goes into the background of how we never tried to win over in Vietnam. But you'll want to get the DVD on going into the background of how we financed the North Vietnamese during the Second World War. The DVD is called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. If you want to know how we financed the Germans during the Second World War, the books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Plan, America's Nazi Plan, and Trading with the Enemy. And then if you want, we'll send you a copy of the letter that Ambassador William Dodd wrote to Colonel House in 1936 saying, why are 100 American corporations over here building weapons, of course, for the communists, pardon me, for the Nazis? They can't even make any profit on it. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is what it appears to be. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back in just a moment with another exciting program here at Radio Liberty.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, the land that I love, stand beside her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. Well, right now, of course, I want to introduce our special guest for this evening, one of my favorite guests. His name is Lynn Marzulli. He's an ordained minister who suddenly gave up a job with a very good church in Southern California so he could spend full time sounding the warning about what's going on. Now, he's written a number of books, the Nephilim Trilogy, which we offer, and suddenly the Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, which we offer. Alien interviews are not interviews with aliens, they're interviews with people who have interviewed people with aliens. That we have his DVDs on Watchers 1, which has the interview with a doctor who's actually removed the implants, the metallic implants, from about 16 different patients. We have the DVD Watchers 2, which is one of my very favorite DVDs. And of course, there's a new one coming out very, very soon. But Lynn Marzulli, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. What are we going to cover tonight?
Well, we talked a little bit about this last week, and I was sounding the alarm a week ago about how tenuous and unprecedented times are happening in the Middle East. And just tonight, I mean, just today, and who knows where this, how it's going to play out, we don't know. Lots and lots of saber rattling. Turkey against Syria, Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah, saying that basically they will triangulate Tel Aviv. In other words, if there's any type of a sanction against Syria, for any type of military action, Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah, joined by Hamas in Gaza, will literally triangulate missiles, thousands and thousands of missiles, against Tel Aviv. Well, Tel Aviv, or the Israelis, have saber-rattled back, saying, If a single, I'm quoting here, if a single missile explodes in Tel Aviv, Damascus will be first to pay the price. And if the missile offensive persists, one Syrian town after another will be destroyed. What I find alarming here is Isaiah 17 is screaming at us right now, screaming at us. I blogged about this several weeks ago. I've gone back to it. Bashar Assad, his actual name, we had a guest on our show, Scott Dreyer, who's been following Assad since the 90s, actually, before he ascended to power. And Scott informed us that Assad's name was changed. The original translation of his name was the Beast. It's really interesting when you get into who Assad is and where he's at. Is it the Antichrist? I have no idea. But he's certainly a player in Middle East politics. And what we see as of several weeks ago, with the Arab Spring Assad has been backed into a corner. And wild animals don't do well when they're backed into a corner. They get extremely unpredictable.
You know, the thing is that basically, of course, there is an organized revolution in this
absolutely.
Country. Of course, this is actually being financed, at least, I believe, in large part by the Anglo-American establishment. Mm-hmm. In other words, we're backing these people who are trying to overthrow the government, mm-hmm. probably predominantly Shia Muslims. Certainly, it is not a democracy. I'm sure there's a lot of certainly bad things that happen in that country. It's just there are a lot of bad things that happen here. But this is a revolution. When you've got a revolution, you have to try to put it down. Either that, the whole country goes down. And if the country were to dissolve into chaos, why, of course, the majority Sunni Muslims, they make up about 85% of the population, would simply slaughter the 15% of the Sunnis there. There'd be a bloodbath unparalleled. And I think Assad is trying to prevent that. And yet you're telling us about an ancient prophecy from Isaiah that says that in the latter days, the city of Damascus will be destroyed. Damascus has never been destroyed. It's been there going back thousands of years. Is this perhaps something imminent today? We'll be back in just a moment with our good friend, Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, go right ahead.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. You know, it's interesting, just to digress a little bit, you know, in this country right now, Eric Holder, maybe in the hot seat with this whole running guns down to Mexico, you know, the Fast and Furious supposedly keeping track of the guns that were sold to people that they weren't supposed to sell them to, and these are heavy automatic weapons, and military grade, and all this kind of stuff. And of course, our media doesn't say anything about this, but this is what we see. I mean, here's just one little example of the kind of nonsense that's going on. One of my favorite shots is the Libyan rebels who drive around in these beat-up Toyota pickup trucks, but in the back of the Toyota pickup trucks is a rocket launcher. Where do they get that? I guess they just go right down to the falafel stand, and, you know, there they are. I mean, give me a break. I mean, these things, this whole thing is manipulated. It's being financed different, like you said, you know, Anglo-American, absolutely. NATO is all over this thing. By the way, just tonight, the vote to bring sanctions against Iran, China, and Russia teamed up and voted against it. So that's a real blow to what NATO and, of course, America has been trying to do. What I find interesting, Dr. Stan, is, and I called this out 2 weeks ago, Assad is like a trapped lion, and his one major card is to try to get the other Arab nations to attack Israel. That's his deal, because it takes the focus off of himself. Well, what's interesting is Turkey is in the middle of this whole imbroglio with Syria, which is bizarre. But at the same time, Turkey is also saber-rattling against Israel. So the mix over there is so volatile right now. Some of these tensions obviously go back thousands of years, Isaac and Ishmael, and here we are getting played out in modern, you know, day history, literally, on the 6 o'clock news. Another interesting sidebar is that some of the Muammar Gaddafi in Libya apparently had warehouses of Stinger missiles, warehouses of these things, afraid of an invasion, knowing that if he has the Stinger missiles, the guy's no dummy. He learned from Afghanistan. He saw that Stinger missiles turned the entire tide of the Afghan-Russian conflict in favor of the Mujahideen. And he had hundreds, maybe thousands of these things. What we're finding out now is that these are being sold in the black market, and Hamas, big surprise here, Hamas is the recipient of these Stinger missiles. So when I read this is right off the Debka file today, you know, the idea that if any nonsense happens.
Hold that thought. Okay. Hold that thought, because this is a very important point. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lynn was simply talking about what's going on over Libya. Now, Gaddafi had all sorts of shouldered air missiles. And basically, here with a shouldered air missile, basically, one man can bring down a helicopter, he can bring down a jet plane, he could bring down a commercial airliner. These are frightening weapons, and so basically, of course, the United States has made sure that they didn't fall into unfriendly hands. So if that is the case, then why would we allow Gaddafi to get at least 20,000 of them? And now, of course, we have been backing the people who are overthrowing Gaddafi, and as a result of that, of course, somebody has taken at least 20,000 or maybe more surface air missiles and is disseminating them, selling them on the black market, and Hamas is getting them, which gives them the opportunity then to counter the Israeli fighter strength. And basically now one man can bring down an Israeli fighter jet, you know. So basically everything is changing in the Near East and the Middle East. And the average American, you know, he's more interested, you know, what's going to happen certainly with the NFL, and, you know, they're just getting started with the football season. The NBA has suddenly called off negotiations, and the first games of the National Basketball Association seem to be putting off. We're drawing down as far as the race for the World Series and baseball is concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the destruction of modern-day civilization. We're talking about the destruction of Tel Aviv. We're talking about the potential destruction of Damascus. We're talking about the possibility of millions of lives being destroyed. We're talking about the potential for nuclear war because Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Are we going to invade Pakistan to keep those from falling into unfriendly hands? And, of course, the reason Pakistan has nuclear weapons is because the United States allowed the transfer of American technology to Pakistan so they could build the nuclear weapons. And that's the Sybil Edmund story. And if you don't know it, go to my website. I simply type in on your search engine, Radio Liberty Sybil Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S story. Read it and weep. Pakistan has a full contingent, maybe 100, 150 nuclear weapons. And, of course, if there's a growing conflict coming between America and Pakistan, are we going to go to war with Pakistan? We're already at war, certainly, in Libya. We're already at war, certainly, with Iraq. Or we've been at war with Iraq and Afghanistan. We're bombing Yemen. We're financing what's going on in Syria. And what are the American people concerned about? Well, my goodness, you know, it looks like they're going to delay the NBA season this year. But you go right ahead.
That's just a great assessment, Dr. Stan. It really was. We're both looking at exactly what's going on and calling out a sad day, unfortunately, for what most people spend their time worrying about. Of course, in the last, the clown for this week, and I say that with all due respect, is Amanda Knox. She was released from Italy, but, you know, last week it was Chad Bono and Dancing with the Stars, and on it goes. It's just...
Don't forget Michael Jackson's doctor.
I was just about to say
go ahead.
The Michael Jackson trial is going, and that's going to last for a week, so that'll keep everybody distracted. Meanwhile, the Middle East, literally, as you pointed out, is ready to go to hell in a handbasket here. We're looking at modern prophecies about to be, perhaps, be fulfilled right on the 6 o'clock news. It's anybody's guess where this thing will go. I only know this, that it's just, every time I'm on your show, I say this, and I know it was on last week, I said the same thing, but just in the last 24 hours, this thing has ratcheted up into a whole different level that I've never seen it before. I mean, these guys are... Look, Assad is back into a corner, and he wants to hold on to the reins of power that his family has held on for decades. He's not about to relinquish the reins of power, and he's desperately trying to put down this rebellion, this Arab Spring, which has hit Syria. At least I would say, news media saying 2,000 people. I'd say put the number closer to 5,000 or 6,000 people of his own people. Have been gunned down and slaughtered. Who knows how many more are being detained and tortured and everything else. But the bottom line is this. He will go down in flames. He's not going to, go down without a fight. We saw that with, Saddam Hussein. And Tel Aviv is the target. I mean, that is the target. What Americans don't understand, and it just amazes me, it's like the country sort of awakened from its slumber a little bit on 9/11. which, you know, Dr. Stan, we both know that that was, I think, I might want to put words in your mouth, but false flag, I mean, how do you spell it? It's who knows what really happened, but, you know, Building 7 just falls at free fall, and it wasn't hit at free fall speed 8 hours after the collapse of the Twin Towers, and no plane hit it. But I digress. You know, the bottom line is we are being manipulated here. There is a managed agenda, as Chuck Missler likes to call it, in this country, to keep people dumbed down and unaware of what is really going on. And it just amazes me how our own media refuses to look at this Operation Fast and Furious, which armed thousands of weapons, close to 3,000 weapons, I believe. That's the figures I was hearing today. And these are not just, you know, 22s or, you know, shotguns. These are full automatic weapons, some 50 caliber weapons, sniper guns. I mean, this is nasty stuff, real nasty stuff. And it's been given into the hands of the cartel. And this, so far, there's speculation that this thing goes right up to the Justice Department, right up to Eric Holder. I mean, this is, and then, of course, Napolitano. I mean, where does it end? I mean, who knows? And what are these guys doing? And it just shows us, if the press will do their job and the American people will wake up, that this government is just so big and so bloated that Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial complex. And they just play it up. You know, it's like our boys and our heroes. Yeah, they're our blood and treasure, and they're dying over there. But what are they dying for? You know, to take Hill 62B today? You know, to clear out for the 25th time a town every time they clear it out, and 6 months later, the so-called Taliban are back there? I mean, when does it end after 10 years? When does it end? And it just drags on and on and on, endless war. But what we see in the Middle East is something that goes back, the tension there is based on two separate supernatural events. And I cover this in my book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. The Israelis believe in one set of supernatural events. They're Jews. They're secular Jews or religious Jews, doesn't matter. They believe in, let's say, the supernatural event of Passover, where the angel of death passed over the firstborn of the Israelis and slew the firstborn of the Egyptians. And that's what they celebrate, this 4,000-year-old celebration handed down generation on generation. That's what the Passover is about. Well, the Muslims celebrate Muhammad receiving the Quran from their angel Gabriel. You've got two supernatural events which shape the body politic, actually first created religions around these supernatural events, and then later created the body politic, or at least influence, certainly in Israel, certainly in Iran, certainly in Syria, Hamas in Lebanon, and every place else. And these two supernatural events are at loggerheads with each other. Both can't be right. Someone is in grave error. Of course, I talk about this when I'm, you know, out speaking and stuff. But what's amazing is you see this is the source of the tension. And no one ever goes there. No, not too many people really talk about this, the fact that the supernatural was manifesting thousands of years ago, 1,300 years ago with Muhammad, and we're bearing the fruits of those supernatural events, which begs the question, if those supernatural events happened before, are they happening now? I think that while part of the Arab Spring is certainly being fanned by elements that, you know, that are sub rosa, that we don't see, I get that. But I also believe that there's a supernatural component to what we're seeing in the Middle East. The flashpoints are all throughout the Middle East. It's not going away. And all eyes are on Israel. Case in point, when the Egyptians deposed Hosni Mubarak, they're gathering in Tahrir Square, over a million strong. Some people point the crowd at, or estimate the crowd at 1.3, 1.5 million people. A lot of men chanting. And what are they chanting? The fiery imam, who had not been allowed to speak there in 30 years, is yelling, you know, to Jerusalem we go, martyrs in the millions. To Jerusalem we go, martyrs. So, in other words, after they deposed Mubarak, instead of talking about equal rights for women, a better infrastructure, hospitals, better school, better education, better farming practices, you know, better infrastructure. No, what do they look at? Let's go to Jerusalem, martyrs in the millions. I mean, the mindset, if that's not an oxymoron to begin with, but the mindset is just wacky. It's insane. It makes no sense unless, of course, there are supernatural factors that are fanning the flames of this hatred into a raging inferno. Prophecy that was written thousands of years ago is basically set up, and I believe the stage is set. Are we looking at Psalm 83, as my friend Bull Fallis postulates, as the next event? Does the Isaiah 17, which is the destruction of Damascus, does that set off bomb 83, or are we looking perhaps at some kind of combination where we look at Ezekiel 38?
There are prophecies about Egypt simply being destroyed.
And yes, yes.
If Egypt were to allow a massive invasion of Israel, I'm sure the Israelis would retaliate. And how would they retaliate? They'd take out the Aswan Dam.
That's right.
And you take out the Aswan Dam, and you've got a flood of water that comes down and washes away Cairo and Sydney and Alexandria, and those really, that's about all there is in Egypt today,
yeah,
and this already impoverished nation. I mean, basically, you would kill, you know, millions of people in the process. People could not understand that we're on the verge of things that are just so momentous. And what we're trying to do is get the American people to see that they're not only we're seeing prophecy potentially being fulfilled, but there are supernatural events. I agree with you totally. And I think that until people understand that we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world there. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. We live, Sydney, in a visible world, but there's an invisible world out there. And we may be very, very soon seeing some amazing things take place. We'll be back in a moment. Lynn, go right ahead.
Thanks, Dr. Spann. There's another...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The Near East, the Middle East. We are living in tumultuous times, and of course, most people are more concerned about the NBA and the Michael Jackson trial than they are about the implications of what's going on and the fact we may be about to see the fulfillment of the prophecies on the fate of Egypt or the prophecies of Damascus or certainly the whole financial structure of the world is on the verge of collapse. What would that mean to the average American? What would it mean destruction of the way of life we're used to? Go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, you know, we're talking about all these things, and right before the break we were talking about, or I was sort of leading us into the global financial meltdown. This thing is coming down like a freight train. You know, the protesters in Wall Street and Boston and other places. And, you know, some of these people are socialists, and I have no time for that. It doesn't work. We saw the nonsense of socialism in the Soviet Union. It's just the system doesn't work. But, you know, there's so much greed and corruption on Wall Street. There's a wonderful movie that talks about the so-called economic collapse and how everything was just manipulated by the fat cats at Wall Street. You know, $60 million golden parachutes and on it goes. So we see this, we see Greece teetering, we see Portugal, Spain, and Ireland teetering on the brink of financial collapse. We look at America, which is, you know, trillions of dollars in debt, unemployment hovering just under 10%, and no way out of this thing. Obama's answer to everything is just, you know, have Ben Bernanke get that printing press fired up and print money out of thin air and pump that into the economy. The government can't create jobs. Government has no business doing this. But another threat, Dr. Stan, which in some ways is more severe than anything we've talked about tonight. Again, troublesome times. The threat of volcanic activity, the Kamchatka volcano unleashes an 8-kilometer ash cloud, Krakatoa, a 3-kilometer ash cloud into the air. Why, this isn't really enough to do a nuclear winter. What most people don't understand is that this has happened before. You know, go back to 1815. The summer of no summer, where crops didn't grow, and people starved to death because there was nothing to eat. And this is what people don't get. If we are moving into birth pangs, we're starting to see lots of seismic activity, earthquakes 7.0, almost on a weekly basis, and seismic activity in and around some of these volcanoes, certainly Krakatoa. I mean, if that thing goes off, or what about the three volcanoes in Iceland, Eyjafjallajökull, Katla, and, of course, Grimsvötn. You know, any one of those is capable of putting certain countries into some sort of what we would call a nuclear winter, where that ash cloud covers the skies, crops don't grow, fruits don't ripen, and it's happened before. But, see, you start combining this stuff, and then you look at the Fukushima reactor. It's unprecedented times. The Fukushima reactor, that, you know, it's melting down. It's contaminating the area. It's contaminating. We don't know how much was leaked into the atmosphere. I'm sure we're breathing it here in California, at least some of it. The area around it is basically like Chernobyl. It's a no man's land. You just can't go back in there. If you get too close to those reactors, you'll die. Within, you know, 100 feet, you're dead. I mean, that's it. You're dead within a matter of seconds. It's unprecedented. It's just one little thing. And the point I'm trying to make is it becomes, and Scripture tells us this, men faint from fear from what is coming on the earth. That, you know, the nations look at perplexity of the roaring of the sea. And it's coming. All these words were told to us thousands of years in advance so that when we saw these things, we would look up and realize that the rider on the white horse, the second coming, it's not mythos, not fable. Yes, it's been 2,000 years, almost 2,000 years. But at some point, he does return. And I think we're very, very, very close to it. I'm not a date setter, you know that. I have no clue. We're in the birth pangs. We're not in the tribulation. But it's coming down. And certainly when we see, and let me close this little section by saying this. Last week, we had this whole common element deal, right? And I was on your show a couple of months back or a month back talking about element and saying it was a no-show. Guess what, folks? It's a no-show. The place to watch
is
the Middle East.
And, of course, basically, we know from prophecy, anybody who studied prophecy knows that all these things could not come to pass until the children of Israel returned to the Holy Land. And basically, people were saying, you know, 100 years ago, maybe these are the end times. And people would say, no, basically, it can't happen until the children of Israel return to the Holy Land. Well, the children of Israel have gone back there. And people say, oh, well, most of them aren't really religious Jews. And that's true.
Yeah.
But they're there, the Jewish lineage. God has put them there for a purpose, and we're going to see a lot of interesting things playing out very soon. Our telephone number, 1-888-24, if you'd like to call.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, you go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, it's just amazing to hear her sing that. You know, I've heard it so many times on your show, but that time I just really zoned in on it, and it's just from another time. It really is.
It really is. Well, it's sort of remembrance of things past when I think God did bless America. Mm. That was actually a recording back in 1943. It comes from the movie called This Is the Army. And actually, if you ever can see the get the DVD, you'll find this exact recording there in 1943 with Kate Smith singing it. But anyway, of course, we're talking about the exciting things happening today. And well, who knows what's going to happen to America? I like to think of America as it was. But we have to accept America as it is today. And whether we can save America, I don't know. We'll do the best we can. But we're seeing so many exciting things taking place. Go right ahead.
You know, Dr. Stan, we, as a watchman, and I know you are too, you know, we're always looking at what's happening on a global level and how it affects us as Christians, how it affects what, you know, basically the way people live their lives on a daily basis. Most people aren't aware of what is going on. In fact, I have, you know, people that I play golf with on a weekly basis that are Christians, and you know, I kind of bump up against them every now and then. They know what I do, but we're playing golf, and you know, we don't bring business into it. But every now and then, I'll just go, you know, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? And they give me that look. It's like, well, what are you talking about? I go, well, you know, it's like the mysterious bird deaths or the, you know, it's the 7.0 earthquakes that are happening every 10 days.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lynn is just simply saying that, you know, it's amazing so many people, even Christians, have no idea what's going on today. Well, if they were listening to our programs, why, of course, they would have an idea. If they were reading Lynn's material, listening to his programs, they would. But basically, before we go on, Lynn, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get to your blog, get to your radio program, and the products that you produced.
I appreciate it. Well, Dr. Stan, you carry most of my stuff, and I really appreciate that. So if you're listening to this, please go to Dr. Stan's site and buy from Dr. Stan. The new book, The Cosmic Chess Match, is available on my site. Dr. Stan does not carry that yet, but I'm sure he will soon once we get him some copies. It just came out last week, so we're starting to distribute stuff. But that is lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. And basically, real quick, a thumbnail sketch of that, it just talks about the fact that we're in a cosmic struggle, a cosmic war. Interestingly enough, Dr. Stan, Glenn Beck did a program. I swear somebody's reading my blog, looking at my stuff. But he had a guy dressed up as God. He had a guy dressed up as Satan. and a chessboard, and off he went. I mean, it could have come right out of my book. So it's you know, flattery or imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but you know, it just kind of went, you got to be kidding me. The thing wasn't. I just got the book off the press, like, you know, literally last week. We've been talking about it. The book cover's been up there. I've been talking about it. Here, you know, he didn't say Cosmic Chess Match, but he came real close. It's just unbelievable.
Well, he's actually been putting out some pretty good material, and I will give him a lot of credit. I may disagree with him theologically, but I will tell you that I saw a program he was doing the other day on Agenda 21. It was very well done, because he's one of the few people who's had the courage to quote from David Rockefeller's memoirs, to have discussions on the Federal Reserve System, because that probably cost him his job with facts.
I'm sure it did.
We don't have to agree with everything people say, but all in all, why we're going to give Glenn Becker 5 stars for a lot of material he's putting out. So besides that, he's talking about, directly or indirectly, the cosmic chess match which is taking place today, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. In fact, it was really so interesting. I had a Anglican minister from Great Britain on today, Reverend Philip Foster, who's written extensively on global warming. But of course, he's one of the few people I've ever talked to from Great Britain who recognized the spiritual component of what is going on today, and the spiritual forces that suddenly dominate the environmental movement. And I'm not talking about good spiritual forces. I'm talking about bad spiritual forces. You go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, and I certainly concur with what you just said. You know, it's great to have, you know, Beck out there and hitting home runs, and that's what he does. He's trying to wake the people up. Certainly, you know, Ron Paul's another, you know, running for president. I'm sure he won't get it if he ever got close. You know, God forbid, I'm sure something would happen to him. He'd be taken out. He's trying to abolish the Federal Reserve and get us back into a constitutional type of government, which the country was originally founded on. He talked about this as well on Judge Napolitano's show tonight, talking about, you know, if he was elected, the first thing he'd do is bring our boys home. Yes, absolutely. You know, let's shut down the endless war. It's ridiculous. If we pull out and they want to kill each other, let them kill each other. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Police everything? We can't afford to do it. And we can't change people's ideology. You know, the whole idea of the Bush doctrine coming and spreading democracy, there's no springboard to democracy in the Muslim country. There's no reformation. Our democracy, what we have in this country, you can trace back to John Knox, and from there you can trace back to the Protestant Reformation. That's where it all hails from. It springs from that. That's, you know, reading the Bible, inalienable rights. Where did that phrase come from? It comes from our Bible. It comes from the Judeo-Christian Bible. That's where it comes from. They don't have that in Islam. There's no springboard to democracy. So in my opinion, the Bush doctrine is just, it just collapses of its own weight, essentially. I want to get back to something, a little story about my golf buddies, and I'll bump up against them, and I'll, you know, see what they know about or what they've been looking into. And inevitably, they haven't heard anything about anything. They're ignorant of what is going on. And, you know, they're hardworking men. They've got families. They're good men, good souls, but they're clueless. I would say this, and I blogged about this tonight when I posted up the article on Syria on the blog, that's lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And one of the things I told people to start doing, if you have not done it yet, and people really need to get behind this, we need to go and get out, you know, 6 months' supply of food and water. And if you don't have a lot of money, a real cheap way to do that is you buy 100 pounds of rice and 100 pounds of beans and then some soy sauce and some other stuff. Soy sauce doesn't need to be refrigerated. And you can live off that. It's not, you know, is it going to be great? No. Are you going to be bored after a week? Heck yeah. But you'll survive. And that's, you know, we may be talking something like that. Just this morning, they were running up the EMP thing again, Dr. Stan. You know, what if an EMP bomb or a solar flare, you know, an EMP in the heartland, that would wipe. I'm saying, why do they keep repeating this scenario over and over and over again about the EMP, and the whole grid goes down and America is toast? I mean, literally toast. Nothing comes back. This is a plan, I believe, Dr. Stan. We are looking at controlled plan chaos, and it's coming to this country. There's already a sense of lawlessness. in the cities. Why would a congressman tell his constituents to move out of the city, get out into the country? Why would he be telling him that? It's coming. The collapse of the financial markets is almost here. War in the Middle East, if that thing happens, it's a game changer. If one of these volcanoes decides to really go off, I mean really go off, and you know, now we got an ash cloud, which may affect the crops, and obviously the food prices. We are crazy if we don't stockpile 4 to 6 months worth of food and water. Now is the time to do it. I say nothing else other than that tonight. Please listen to that. Go out and get it. Again, if you can't afford it, 100 pounds of beans, 100 pounds of rice, you know, water is cheap. Just buy a couple of cases every week. Start stockpiling it. Keep it in a cool, dry place. But you don't know. We can't depend on local law enforcement and whatever to feed us if the thing really starts to get nasty. From what I can see, it's not getting any better.
I agree with you totally, and I think that people should be prepared. Hopefully our listeners are prepared. But, of course, all we can do is to warn people. I know some people are having terrible economic problems, but certainly beans are cheap, and you may not like them, but at least they'll keep you alive.
Absolutely.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you know, there's so many ancient prophecies. You know, if you really go through them and you study them carefully, there so many of them are coming to pass today. And certainly it's not simply the return of the Jews to the Holy Land and all the things that were prophesied about how they were going to use the shekel as their currency. And that we're going to have this city be talking in Hebrew. I mean, Hebrew is a pretty dead language, and yet suddenly it's come back to life. There's so many things taking place today. We are witnessing prophecy unfolding. I am firmly convinced of that.
And, you know, Dr. Stan, I am too. I mean, prophecy is just, if you turn on the 6 o'clock news or you look on the Drudge Report or Jerusalem Post or Rosh Hashanah, I mean, all different sites, Deptophile. And I mean, when I read, the Syrian ruler's response was harsh. From the moment a shot is fired against Syria, it will take only 6 hours for Syria to devastate Tel Aviv and ignite the entire Middle East. I mean, that is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. 6 hours for Syria to devastate Tel Aviv and ignite the entire Middle East. And I mean, it's coming down. People don't understand this. Now, with that, let me just ask you something. I want to ask a rhetorical question here. But with a threat like that, okay, which is absolutely severe, you would think that some of our major news sources and outlets would be running with that story. In other words, which story is really more important on a global level? Which story really may affect me and my family? Is it that story with Syria, that the quote that I just read from Assad, from the moment a shot is fired against Syria, it will take only 6 hours for Syria to devastate Tel Aviv and ignite the entire Middle East, or the fact that Amanda Knox is back home? Why, you know, I'm happy for Amanda Knox. I'm glad she got free. It seemed like, you know, a travesty of justice in the first trial. Who knows? That's what it seems like. But when we weigh the stories next to each other, the Fox News Channel, you know, I'm looking right at it on my computer here, nothing about Syria. Not one, nothing. It's not even there. It's not even on the radar. And yet, I mean, this is major saber rattling. This is current news off the Debka Files report. J-Post is carrying it. Arut Shavah is carrying it. What do we get here back home? We get, you know, Amanda Knox is back home, and that's the front page. I want to change subjects if I can, Dr. Stan.
You go right ahead.
It deals once again with the unconstitutional endless war nonsense that Americans are under, and instead, you know, we get Amanda Knox, and with all due respect to Fox, at least at the Al Awlaki assassination, at least is on the front page. And here's the deal: this guy was an American citizen. Is he a rat? Yeah, he's a rat. I get it. He's a total rat. Is he an enemy combatant? Well, not really, because we haven't declared war against him. What we did, in my opinion, is unconstitutional. we just assassinate an American without a trial. And that, in my opinion, is unconscionable. I'm sorry. I mean, the guy may be a rat, but we have a constitution, and he still has inalienable rights. You know, he still has the rights of that constitution. And where does it say that we abandon the constitution and start taking out guys like, you know, Al Awlaki? And here's the bottom line. Okay, this guy's a rat stink. I get it. At least we've been told he's a rat stink. But he didn't have his day in court. So we really don't know all the particulars about, you know, this dead so-called terrorist. Well, what if the government, you know, targets you or me and says, you know, we just have to assassinate him. He's spreading hate speech or whatever it is. And see, that's where I just draw the line and say, you know, and the American people watch this come down. And, you know, anybody who said anything against this over the weekend immediately shouted down. But there are a few people out there that are talking about it. And I hold them in high esteem. Judge Napolitano, for one, did a whole show on that. The fact that Ron Paul's another person who got up and immediately he's ridiculed. You know, well, excuse me, do we go by the Constitution or do we go by whatever whim the man in control in the White House decides we're going to do today? And that's what I really have a problem with.
Well, I think that people have to understand that there are legal means of dealing with something like this. And Ron Paul has brought this out. Certainly, if you have a problem like this, you use something from the Constitution known as mark and reprisal. And, of course, this is what we did back in the days when, of course, the Barbary Coast pirates were attacking American soldiers, and we sent in privateers. We sent in small groups of men, and their job was to capture the people who were doing the wrong things and bring them back for trial. And we could send in special forces team. We knew where this man was. It was very obvious. We, the drones, knew where he was. There was intelligence on the ground. We could have suddenly used helicopters, taken our special forces in. They could have captured him, or if he was really fighting a wife. Because they get certainly, if their lives were in danger, they had the right to shoot them. They did not have a right to shoot a defenseless man like Osama bin Laden, but after all, he had some women there with him, so that was all right. That would be justified killing him. Well, so they basically mark and reprisal. Why doesn't anybody talk about the provisions in the Constitution by which you would handle that? And certainly, if he just took a couple of special forces teams and pulled all of our troops out of Afghanistan. There's only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda there. The 50 to 100 member, three or four special forces teams with air support could take care of 50 to 100 people. After all, we had six special forces teams back in 2001. With air support, within 3 weeks, we had conquered the country of Afghanistan for all intents and purposes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This was an amazing military feat. So why do we need 250,000 men over there now, 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops to take care of 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda? Or maybe nothing as it appears to be. Everything is just totally political theater. Well, I think that what we need to do is use the Constitution, the mark and reprisal, and then hold the people who are violating our Constitution, responsible for what they've done. If it means trying the President of the United States for murder, why, I think that there is no statute of limitation on murder. We do not elect somebody to become president to justify killing people. And if he mm-hmm. wants to kill people, he still is responsible for it. We've certainly held Mubarak responsible for murder. He's being tried in Egypt. Certainly we held Saddam Hussein responsible for the people he killed, and he was executed. Why wouldn't Obama or George Bush or Dick Cheney be responsible for their crimes? And I think that one day they're going to be held responsible. In fact, there are countries where Henry Kissinger doesn't dare go because there are warrants out for his arrest. But we never talk about that in America. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, it's like the elephant in the room. All this stuff is going on, and I'm on Google News right now. And, you know, right here's the lead story, Amanda Knox, once again, Chris Christie opting out of the race. And more nonsense with Obama. Way down there, finally, there's just one little story Russia defends top Mideast ally in veto of UN vote on Syria. But see, all the stuff that we talked about, all the articles, the news articles, and that specifically that threat against Tel Aviv from Syria, you know, none of that is being really shown on any of the major networks. It's all Amanda Knox. She's, you know, she's going to basically, between that and the Jackson trial, that's what we'll hear most of the week. And Americans, of course, will just think everything's okay until oil is, you know, $15 a gallon of gas at the pump and the trucks stop rolling or there's an event in this country. And, you know, it, by that time, it's too late. And that's unfortunate, but that's where I think we are. Touch another subject of sort of a, you know, a subject that people get very uncomfortable with. But it's all part of this mix that we've been discussing tonight. And that, of course, is with 1 billion abortions on the planet, we have released the gates of hell, literally, on this planet. And that is a ritualistic, satanic sacrifice, and 53 million of them in this country.
Well, I agree with you totally. In fact, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about at our conference we're going to be having with population control. But abortion is simply a very, very small part of the abortion or the population control agenda. Certainly, it's a devastating part. But in my estimation, there's been about 2 million births that have either been aborted or children have been aborted or the birth has been prevented during the last century. And, of course, well, I hate to think what's going to happen in the days and weeks that lie ahead. We'll be back in just a moment, I guess. Lynn Marzulli. Well, we've got Tony calling from San Jose, and we've got just a couple of minutes. Tony, do you have a quick question for us?
Yes, I do.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. many decades, these great United States.
Ding. The Psalm 53 war, there are three wars prophesied. Certainly there's one, the Isaiah prophecy with the destruction of Damascus, the Psalm 53 prophecy, the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecies. And they're all very, very pointed and very specific about conflicts that are coming yet. Now, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I also want to warn you or to remind you, we're having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 23rd of October. We're opening the doors at 7:30. We're going to start promptly at 8:30. We're going to go through until 5:30 or 6. We're serving lunch. You have to have reservations. So if you'd like to come, our number 1-800-544-8927.